prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. In the name of Jesus. Father God, you even said in your word, out of the mouth of babes will come up perfect praise. So even let us pay attention to the babes, because when they speak, it's sure enough you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We will be your children, equipped for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Bring us to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of God. Father God, that's what we are searching for every day, the fullness of you. God, we want to be found where you are. We want to be in your presence at all times, in the name of Jesus. Father, there is no condemnation to those who walk according to the Spirit. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life sets us free from the law of sin and death. Father God, you say, whom you came to set free is free indeed. We thank you today that we are free in Christ Jesus. God, we give you glory, we give you honor and praise. Grant us the grace to live the life of the Spirit. Father God, you say if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Father, we thank you, Father God. You said in your word, you condemn sin in the flesh. And God, we thank you, God. We will walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In the name of Jesus. Now, the righteousness and just requirement of the law is fully met in us who live and move in the ways of the Spirit. Our lives are governed and controlled by the Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that you have given us. That's our lead, our guide, our teacher, teaches us all things and bring all things to our remembrance. In the name of Jesus. Father God, you say you will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you that you are always there. We thank you for your Holy Spirit today. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, the purpose to live according to the Spirit, and we are controlled by the desires of the Spirit. We set our minds on and seek those things which gratify the Holy Spirit. We no longer live the life of the flesh. We live the life of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God really dwells within us, directing and controlling us in the name of Jesus. On the authority of your word, we declare that we are more than conquerors and are gaining a surpassing victory through Jesus Christ. Father God, you say in you there is victory. In everything, work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to the purpose. So regardless of what's going on around us, what's happening, we walk by faith and not by sight, because there is victory in you. We refuse to let ourselves be overcome with evil, but we will overcome and master evil with good. We thank you, Father God. We have on the whole armor of God. And we will not fight against the flesh and blood. We will fight in the Spirit. We are clothed with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And we make no provision for indulging the flesh in the name of Jesus. For indulging the flesh. You know, it don't take much for us to do that. So, God, we thank you today. We put on the whole armor of God so we can stand against the wiles of the enemy in the name of Jesus. May we always be doers of God's word. We have God's wisdom, and we draw it forth with prayer. We are peace-loving, full of compassion and good fruits. We are free from doubts, wavering, and insecurity. We are subject to God, our fathers. Father God, we thank you today because you told us in your word that we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. For poverty, you give us wealth. For sickness, you give us health. And for death, you give us eternal life. We thank you, God, that we have been redeemed in the name of Jesus. We are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Therefore, we take our stand against the devil and resist him, and he flees from us. We draw close to God, and God draws close to us. We do not fear, for God never leaves us. And you told us in your word, Father God, you will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you. You are always there. You say we in heaven, you're there. Even if we make our bed in hell, you are still there. But we desire to be in heaven in the name of Jesus. In Christ, we are filled with the Godhead, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Jesus is our Lord in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you today, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you to claim your promise of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek, crave, and require of necessity of my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then we will hear from heaven. You will forgive us of our sins and heal our land. Father God, our land needs healing. And only you can do it. Father God, equip us to pray in the Spirit and follow after your instruction. Follow after the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit so you can heal our land. Because God, our land healing needs healing. We can't do nothing without you. We are nothing without you, and we don't know nothing without you. We need your help, God. We need your leaders, your guidance, and your Holy Spirit. We ask you today, God, we thank you, and we ask you for more wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding. You say, after all I get in, get understanding. Give us more understanding. And you told us in your word, you say, beloved, I wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our souls are prospering. So, God, we asking you for more knowledge, more wisdom, more understanding. Give us clarity, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because we are your people, called by your name. Lord, we trust you. You say, lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge in you this morning. Lord, we trust you. Father God, you also told us put our trust in no man, because man will fail us. Father God, teach us how to lean and depend on you. Thank you for hearing our prayer and moving by your Spirit in our land, in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up the youth of today to you. We rebuke and bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up that murdering spirit. We bind up that alcohol, drug spirit, that illicit sex demon. Father God, we bind up every force from the pits of hell that's coming of the youth against the youth today in the name of Jesus. We curse those spirits to the root. We bind up the spirit of no hope. We bind up the spirit of no forgiveness. Father God, we loose nothing but your blood and anointing up on our children. And the children of the world, we say, great is their peace and undisturbed composure. And they shall be taught of the Lord. We thank you, you're keeping them in safety wherever they go. And they're preserved from this even perverse generation. We thank you today that you are separating them from bad company, bad friends, bad things, and bad relationships. We thank you, Father God, that you are putting them with right friends, in right relationships, and doing the right things. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you today that they only seek and thirst after righteousness, and they shall be filled. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the anointing that's resting up on them today. We thank you for keeping them from seen and unseen danger in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that they are delivered because you told us the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. We thank you, God. We praise you. We glorify. We magnify you this day in the name of Jesus. For our children and children all over the world, we thank you for our future that's coming forth in a mighty work, in a mighty hand, which is your hand, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory, God. We give you honor, and we give you praise. We thank you today, God. We thank you, God. We just thank you right now. Lord, your son Jesus spoke of discerning the signs of time. With the Holy Spirit as our helper, we are watching and praying. There are phantoms in the land, earthquakes, flood, natural disaster, and violence in the current. Men's hearts are failing them because of fear. Father God, we thank you today. We bind up that spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. We thank you for a sound mind this day in the name of Jesus. We desire to humble ourselves before you, asking that a spirit of humility be released in us. Father God, you say we can't get anything from you unless we have a childlike spirit. We ask you for a spirit of humility today in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to give us a childlike spirit in the name of Jesus. Because if we have a childlike spirit, we will totally trust in you. We will totally depend on you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for a quiet and meek spirit. For we know that the meek shall inherit the earth. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for meekness today. In the name of Jesus. We ask you this morning, God, to search us, O God, and know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts today. Because you said in your word, your thoughts are not ours. Your ways is past finding out. We ask you to search our thoughts, know our hearts. See if there be any wicked way in us, and lead us in the way of everlasting. In the name of Jesus. Forgive us of our sins of judging inappropriately, complaining about and criticizing our leaders in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us with hyssop and we will be clean. Wash us and we will be whiter than snow. Touch our lips with coals from the altar that we may pray prayers that avail it much for men and women everywhere. Lord, we desire to release rivers of living water for the healing of the nation, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory, Lord, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you today that you told us in your word that we are royalty. We are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. We are lenders and not borrowers. And you have truly made us rich, and no sorrow has been added. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. This day, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. This day, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you right now. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Glory be to God. We thank you today, God. We thank you that you are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our savior. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for using us for your glory, your honor, and your praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT KQJO.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kayt.com.